This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Pope Francis called again for a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict during his Angelus prayer. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In his prayer, the pontiff said, "My thought every day goes to the very serious situation in Israel and Palestine. I'm close to all who suffer, Palestinians and Israelis. I embrace them in this dark moment, and I pray a lot for them." Francis also urged the immediate release of Israeli hostages and more humanitarian aid for the Gaza Strip, adding, "Arms have to stop. They will never lead to peace." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. again carries out airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in Syria, retaliating for attacks on U.S. troops. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports from Washington.
The U.S. Defense Department said on Sunday the United States military conducted airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria involving Iranian-backed groups, hitting a training location and a weapons facility. It marks the third time in about 2 weeks that the U.S. has retaliated against the militants for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says in a statement that the strikes targeted sites used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as well as Iran-backed militias. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine says Russian forces have ramped up attacks in eastern Ukraine. The head of Ukraine's ground forces says Russian troops have begun a push to regain territory near Bakhmut, the eastern mining city that was the site of the war's bloodiest battle before falling into Russian hands in May. Ukrainian troops had recaptured the heights over Bakhmut since Kyiv launched its summer counteroffensive that has so far resulted in only incremental gains and heavy losses. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pentagon officials say five U.S. service members were killed in an aircraft crash over the Mediterranean Sea. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. European Command says a military aircraft went down during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training over the eastern Mediterranean. There were no initial indications of any sort of hostile activity. The U.S. has sent additional forces to the region, along with the USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, as tensions started ramping up between Israel and the Palestinians. President Biden issued a statement offering prayers for the victims' families and noting service members put their lives on the line every day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The defense ministers of South Korea and the United States met on Monday for security talks, with discussions set to focus on jointly countering threats by North Korea, including through executing, quote, extended deterrence strategy. The strategy, which holds that the U.S. will use strategic military assets, including nuclear forces, to defend its allies, has taken on greater significance as North Korea pushes ahead with its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. South Korea's defense minister, Shin Won-sik, welcomed his counterpart, Lloyd Austin, for the annual security consultative meeting, where they were also expected to review the blueprint for the future of the alliance. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's defense team is slated to start questioning witnesses Monday in the civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Lawyers for the state attorney general who filed the lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of grossly inflating his wealth to secure loans and insurance rested their case last week. Trump's lawyer Alina Haba on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures says her client did nothing wrong, and they'll ask for a mistrial, but the judge hasn't ruled in their favor in the past.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
On the witness stand last week, Trump testified he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
Indigenous anti-mining protesters that have paralyzed Panama's key roadways for weeks say they will temporarily suspend blockades for 12 hours Monday as a show of good faith to citizens affected by the demonstrations. The leader of one group says the roads will be open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., at least in northern Panama, to allow people to access fuel and food. He says the protests will resume in full force after the 12-hour suspension. Demonstrators are demanding the Panamanian government annul a contract allowing the Canadian mining company First Quantum Minerals to continue operating an open-pit copper mine in a richly biodiverse jungle. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.